I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. You can text us or call us in the studio at that number, 617-931-1234. Kennedy, what are you getting into this weekend?
Well, I'm going to go to the Bees game on Saturday afternoon.
Nice.
And then I might try and get out of town a little bit. Maybe I go up to Maine.
Mm-hmm.
I need to clear my head. I need a break.
I got a call Monday from Lana. Lana's like, hey, would you like to play 9 holes of golf on Saturday and 18 holes of golf on Sunday with me and Barrett?
Were you like, this is why I married you?
I'm just like, girl, you're going to get a treat on Friday night. It is on.
Okay, that's not something any of us needed to hear.
I was like, yes.
And does she think that's a treat?
I try not to think about it.
Really,
17 years, Kennedy, of this treat.
She's a lucky woman.
She is a lucky. I'm such a romantic guy. You knew this about me.
I do. You are, though. Truly, you are.
Sherry's from Holden and is going to 2 concerts back to back, but in different states, I think. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. So you're going tonight. Who are you going to see and where?
I'm going to see Palais Royale and Big Night Live, and they are being supported by 3 other bands, and one of them is another one of my favorite bands called Leathers.
Palais Royale?
Palais.
Okay. What kind of music is it?
It's like they call glam rock.
Glam rock. Kennedy, that sounds fun.
I mean, why not? Okay, if it makes you happy, that's all that freaking matters.
And so then you're leaving town and going to Philly? Is that right?
Yeah, right after the concert ends in Boston, we are driving overnight down to Philly and going to get in line and wait and see them all over again tomorrow night.
Let's go, Sherry.
Oh, I love this.
Kicking it like you're 19.
Same band, back-to-back nights in different cities.
Yeah, we did it about 2 years ago, the same type of deal, and it was so much fun. When we saw that they were coming back again, we said, why not? Let's go for it and do it again.
Have so much fun.
It is. It does definitely make me feel like I'm 19 again.
I love
important.
It.
Important.
Oh, that's great. Well, let us know how it went. Call us on Monday, okay?
I sure will. Thank you.
Tuesday.
Oh, that's right.
We're not going to be here.
Forgot.
Call on Monday.
Just forgot. Morgan is from Bellingham. Good morning, Morgan.
Hi.
So Morgan is, what are you, 14 years old?
Yeah.
And where are you going?
I'm going camping with my family this weekend.
Okay.
In Connecticut.
Oh, going down to Connecticut. Very nice.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of camping do you do? Are you doing like in a tent? Do you have a camper? Like what's going on?
We have a camper.
Oh, okay. Does it have a bump out on it where you can open it up a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh, bougie camping, Kennedy. Let's go.
I hate it.
I love it.
Morgan, is there Wi-Fi down in camping?
Barely any Wi-Fi.
Your parents must love you not being on the phone.
I just feel like it's so nice and crispy out right now. It's perfect. Yeah. Have a little fire.
Yeah,
campfire.
Not too cold.
Right.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Who will be the first one to yell about not helping around the campsite?
My uncle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody has that uncle.
You got to have a squirrely uncle. Yeah. I am the squirrely uncle.
What's your uncle's name?
Pete.
Uncle Pete, calm down, all right? You have a great time, okay?
Thank you.
Uncle Pete's the guy that's like saying, oh, really? You're going to do an A-frame for your fire? Not log cabin? No? Oh, really? Oh, you didn't bring kindling?
Yeah.
I've been coming to this site for 30 years.
Everybody has an Uncle Pete.
Okay.
Everybody has an Uncle
you
Pete.
You do you.
Let's see. Christine is from New Hampshire, Lee, New Hampshire. And tell everybody what you're doing. She's driving 2.5 hours to do this. Tell everybody what you're doing.
We're going up to Coos Canyon in Byron, Maine to do some gold prospecting and panning.
What?
Think there's some gold up in them hills, Dan.
Like you take a pan, like in the old-timey days, and you put it in the water and you swirl it around and hope to find some specks of gold?
Yep, absolutely.
That sounds so fun.
That's the good luck up there, actually. We've found probably about a gram of gold. We've only been doing it a couple of years.
What's a gram of gold worth?
Gold is worth more than it ever has been right now.
Yeah.
Like 80 bucks, maybe 90, but really it's just for sitting in the river and just enjoying the beautiful weather while we have it.
Oh, that sounds so cool.
I feel like you'd have to listen to like old banjo music while you prospect.
I don't know.
Well, my husband does like to play the old music.
Some Sabrina Carpenter while prospecting, Dan? Doesn't do it for you?
Hey, I'm all for it.
All right. Well, let us know if you hit it big.
Oh, I sure will.
Could you imagine, like, you just hit it big for a couple grand or something?
That would be amazing.
Our good friend Ellery Kennedy, she's a hoopa. Good morning, Ellery.
Morning.
Big weekend. What is it? What's going on?
Today's my birthday.
Let's go.
What are you turning, Ellery?
I'm turning 12.
Oh, it's all downhill after that.
So what are you doing for your 12th?
I'm having a sleepover with some of my friends today to tomorrow, and then on Sunday I'm having like a family party.
Perfect.
Okay. All right, shout out all your friends that are sleeping over.
What are you going to do at the sleepover?
We'll probably watch a movie, and I got a lot of candy, so we'll probably eat a lot of candy.
The dream.
Living it.
Will there be any boy talk there?
No.
No, they're going to talk about
business.
They're going to talk about Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese.
There we go.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend celebrating that. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Hon.
All right.
Bye.
Producer Dan, what are you getting into this weekend?
Topsfield Fair, baby.
Oh, you are.
Are you
nice.
Really?
Tomorrow. It's fair. It's fair season.
No, I know.
You want to come?
Maybe. If I don't go to Maine, maybe.
Yeah.
I have
Saturday morning, we're going right
now. Oh, I can't. I've got the game on Saturday afternoon. So if I go, I got to go on
Sunday. With deep-fried Oreos.
I have an extra pair of tickets, by the way, if you need them, because I got a pair, and we're not going to be able to go. So if you want them, they're on my desk.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. To find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Bomani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.